to make them, you know, or without the mix, you know, just make them hotcakes, you know, like a pound of bread and make hotcakes like that. Mm-hmm. But most of the time people buy just things, the mama wheat flour and all that stuff and make it up solid. Mm-hmm. Cakes. Now, Mr. here, he makes hotcakes for breakfast them on. But he don't fix his hotcakes like I do mine. I make mine up with egg and milk and don't make them too thin, you know. Mm-hmm. And he'll make his up with milk or water one. And he makes his real thin and he fries them. Mm-hmm. Now, that's the difference in his pancakes and mine. Mm-hmm. And mine, I just put a little grease in the skillet, you know, enough to keep it from burning and cook them like that. This way you make hotcakes and just take flour and egg and a little butter and butter your skillet, you know, which you put them in. Mm-hmm.
And you know, you might take out of cornmeal. You might take just some cornmeal and salt and water.
Uh huh.
What can you make just out of that?
With cornbread.
Well, something that you can eat with a spoon. Something
gruel. Gruel.
Okay. Anything
that's else? That's grits.
Grits?
Grits is made from cornmeal.
Mm-hmm. Do you remember when they used to take corn and soak it in lye water and leach those husks off the corn?
Yeah, I've done that. It's good. It's honey.
Uh-huh.
It's real good. I used to make a big old, I'd make two stove pot pulls on the May, and you wouldn't have to make it every day. In the wintertime, you know, it wouldn't be hot and it wouldn't sour. I used to make it and have it for 2-3 weeks.
You could
just take your lye out of your, some people use their water lye, but I don't. I just take the lye out of the, used to use it out of the stove because, you know, that was more clean than the fireplace. Because a lot of time, you know, people around the fireplace would be spitting mm-hmm. in the fireplace. Of course, it don't spit well back where they have the ashes, but
yeah.
Still it looks like it might be nasty. Mm-hmm. And for making grits, my husband's taking corn to the mill and had it ground for grits. And come back and I'd sift them out. You know, all the little grits out from the other grits mm-hmm. and give the big chops and good stuff was in the grits and once in a while, you know, they'd have mm-hmm. two big chops in them. And I'd give that to the chickens. Mm-hmm. And then we'd cook the grits when we need them.
Did you ever hear something called mush?
Mush, yeah.
And what's that?
Well, that's you take that and make it up with warm water. Mm-hmm. And put it on the stove and cook it till it's done,
what
like
you
would grits. Well, it has salt, and corn and cornmeal, mm-hmm. and take water and make it up. Or put an egg in it. Sometimes people put the egg in.
Mm-hmm. What about kush?
Well, I think it's the same thing as the Indians used to make there. I think you take that and make it up and like you had ashes in the fire, you know, mm-hmm. put down on the ashes. Well, if I had wood stove, you could cook it on top of the stove, you know, and turn it over like you would a cake of bread, mm-hmm. and that was.
And you call that?
Kush.
Mm-hmm. And something that's white, that it's a starch, it's made from the inside of the grain.
Uh-huh.
People in China and Japan eat it a lot. But you'd have it around here. Well, you wouldn't grow it around here.